Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Told you earlier, Port Milwaukee is coming off a record Great Lakes cruising season, and they want to build a new dock for these big ships that are coming into Milwaukee. They want to do this near the current Lake Express Ferry Terminal. That would be on the Bayview side of the Hone Bridge. So you get just over the bridge, and there's Port Milwaukee, and then you've got the terminal there for Lake Express. The mayor has included in his budget for next year $5 million from the city's general fund to support that effort. Now, we discussed at the time, remember both of us were like, $5 million.
Now, what are you going to do with that? How does that
work? Seems like a low number, right?
Right.
Well, we were right. $5 million is the city of Milwaukee contribution toward a $17 million project. The rest would be coming from state and federal funds, as well as Port Milwaukee funds that they largely have in the bank. Still, might look like a sound investment. It's a growing industry, right? Port Milwaukee reporting 27 cruise visits this year, more than 13,000 visitors to the city because of it. Full steam ahead.
Has anybody actually done a cost-benefit analysis of whether this cruise ship dock is worth a $17 million investment?
Uh-oh.
Is that Bauman?
Enter one of our favorite characters at Milwaukee City Hall, downtown Alderman Bob Bauman. Should we play the opening?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bureaucracy. Legislation. Red tape.
I'm so bored.
Doesn't anything fun happen here?
When you work for the local government, doing the bare minimum is doing your part.
It's time to take another visit to City Hall.
So, Bob Bauman chairs the city's Public Works Committee, which is, like all committees now, holding hearings on the budget. And he is, if you couldn't tell, not sold on this plan.
At $17 million, I have to say I have problems with this project.
Understood. All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity to come and talk about this.
Okay, so gauntlet laid down here.
Just so you know, we get started.
That was the director of Port Milwaukee, Jackie Q. Carter, before the committee this week. And she holds her own in support of the project. That's how some of these go. It's a fascinating back and forth between she and Alderman Bauman. And Bauman's badgering her a little bit, but that's kind of the game, and she's up for it. So Port Director Carter saying that just the last couple of years, the cruise business has had an economic impact to the city north of $7 million. Her point, there'll be a sound return on this continued investment. Bauman?
I know these kind of economic impact studies, and they're, in my humble opinion, they're not worth the paper they're written on. Because they always puff up the numbers.
I do like that. He's not buying any of it. Actually said out loud what a lot of people wonder. Where do we get these numbers? So they have a $10 billion economic impact.
Come up with something.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's some science behind them, right?
There is. I promised you back and forth, though. So Carter says they've got these bigger Viking cruise ships among them, but Vikings are some of the bigger ones. They're coming into town right now, and they're too big for Pier Wisconsin, which already exists and serves cruise ships. And so these bigger ships, they have to dock at the commercial port. So same spot they're loading and unloading container ships, salt and
ugly,
whatever else comes to town. Not ideal.
There are other ports that are working on cruise ship terminals as well. So right now we don't have a lot of competition. That's going to change. And so while we can get away with not having the aesthetic in this moment, that will not always be the case.
So her point is, we've got the cruise business for now. This is working okay, but if we want to keep it up, we need to up our game to match these other Great Lakes cities that are like, hey, we'll get in on that and we'll build a new thing that's real nice. May become more attractive as they invest in new facilities.
They have been using this.
This is in the commercial space.
And they keep coming back. So apparently it's adequate from the eyes of the cruise ship operator.
For now. And here's why.
Have they told us they're not coming back?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So I love the back and forth here. What she's saying is they might not come back if we don't think long term, without regard for who's right. Just kind of an interesting window into how these things are debated. You know, we spoof on Bauman a lot here on the show, but even if the project moves forward, his questions are relevant.
Right, yes.
And they have to be answered. And so it's good that he's poking at this and trying to get to it. He's not to a yes yet. I mean, this will ultimately be decided at the common council, full common council level. Although, curious, It would have been nice if Bauman asked these same questions about the streetcar, for which he championed and now rolls around there on a as a drain to the city. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but maybe he just likes trains and not boats.
Did these cruise ships enter into long-term contracts with us? So guaranteeing that they'll be coming back for 10 years, 15 years?
This is what I'm trying to get to.